Philadelphia area supporters of Bernie Sanders are beginning to spread the word about their preferred candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, just as he's starting to pull strong numbers in some polls. WHYY's Bobby Allen attended a Center City gathering for the Vermont senator, where many said he might just surge past his underdog status.
Holly Reid knocked on doors for the Obama campaign in 2008 and 2012. She now plans to do the same for Sanders. Before supporting Sanders, who describes himself as a Democratic socialist, she considered Hillary Clinton, but here's what she thinks about Clinton now.
Very scripted, and she does not think outside the box. I believe that she's not forward-thinking.
Walter Nackstedt likes how Sanders talks about the problems of rising income inequality, though he says Sanders is still standing in Clinton's shadow.
She's got money. She may be able to pull it off by selling us soap and cans of beans in that respect, advertising to us. But Bernie could very well do this.
Nearly everyone at the event took pot shots at Clinton, who still commands a formidable lead in the polls. But Sanders supporters, like medical student Mara Gordon, are quick to point out he has specific policy proposals, and that's appealing. For Gordon, it's Sanders' support of a single-payer healthcare system, where private companies are taken out of the equation.
He's willing to take a stand on issues that are important to me in a way that may be politically unpopular, and that's really exciting to see.
Lanice Williams, meanwhile, is less convinced. She came representing the Black Lives Matter campaign and says Sanders' talking points on income inequality obscure racial politics.
I'm still pretty skeptical because in my voting adult life, I've seen candidates who've come out really strong and they've had all these great speeches and they had all these great ideas. And then when the rubber hits the road, it's like we're left holding the bag.
She also used to work on the Obama campaign. This time around, well, she's unsure. But the election is 16 months away. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.